For Coca-Cola fanatics, this is a banner week, Passover, when the in-the-know rush out to stock up on kosher for Passover Coke. Jews and non-Jews alike, that's because the Coca-Cola company makes a limited batch of 2-liter bottles for the 8-day holiday with real sugar, not corn syrup. On the line to discuss the real thing is Ralph Roberts, who is co-author of Classic Cooking with Coca-Cola. First of all, corn syrup is out for Passover because...
Because corn, and by extension corn syrup, is not acceptable during Passover. During the rest of the year, regular Coca-Cola is kosher.
So can you really taste the difference between the two Cokes?
Yes, I can. Now, I have great memories from when I was a kid growing up in the 1950s of drinking ice-cold Coca-Cola during a hot summer's day, and I remember that taste, and the new Coca-Cola, the classic Coca-Cola, does taste different since they changed the formula to corn syrup.
Well, now it's taste test time. I have 2 bottles of Coke here, the regular and the kosher for Passover. We're going to open them. The kosher for Passover is distinguished by its yellow cap, which has the symbol. And there's the regular classic Coke. Just on your behalf, I'll have a little sip.
Good.
It has a nice lemony taste, and it doesn't have any of that, I don't know, sort of creepy aftertaste that I associate with corn syrup. What would you say is the bouquet of Coke sweetened with sugar? Is it different?
Yes, it is. You probably don't notice it unless you had an extensive experience, as I did growing up, drinking it. but if you're used to it, you know, it's still... the date of April the 23rd, 1985, to quote Franklin Roosevelt, lives in infamy still. That's when they announced that they were changing the formula.
You know, the people who really appreciate champagne talk about how champagne that is very good has small bubbles, and champagne that's not so good has large bubbles.
Right.
I'm noticing that Coke made with real sugar has this tiny, tiny little bubbles, makes a little tiny foam. Whereas the other stuff has got the kind of big bubbly bubbles that we're used to now.
Mm-hmm. So you're definitely onto a good thing. Stock up on the kosher Coke while you have the opportunity.
Ralph Roberts, Coca-Cola fanatic and author of Classic Cooking with Coca-Cola, speaking from his home in Alexander, North Carolina. Happy Passover and happy Easter to you, Mr. Roberts. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.